أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. With Islamic blows for His Eminency Sayyid Ali Hussein Sistani, may Allah bless him and keep him with a long life, we reach to issue number 361 under the topic of forbidden acts for those in the janabe sexual intercourse. Yes. Issue number 361. The following five things are haram for junub. It means any person who is junub, mujnib, he shouldn't do these five things. It is prohibited on him to do such acts. One, to touch with any part of one's body the script of the Holy Quran or the name of Almighty Allah in whichever language it may be. I think this issue isn't so strange from you, Mr. Ali Al-Haydari, because you know we have discussed this issue before, and you provided us with the fatwa, and that we must act according to the fatwa. So it is prohibited, it is haram for any mujnib to touch the name of Allah, the script of the Holy Quran, in any language it may be. And it is better that the names of the only, of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and imams, and Hazrat Fatimah al-Zahra, salawatullahi wa salamu alayha, peace be upon them, should also not be touched in that condition. Which condition? That means a person is what? Is a mujnib person. So we don't have to let a person in janabah, exactly while he is in janabah situation, he couldn't or he mustn't touch the name of Allah, the script of the Holy Quran, the name of the Prophet, the name of the Imam, and the name of Mawlati wa Sayyidati Fatimah al-Zahra in any case. It is haram. Okay. Point number two, entering Masjid al-Haram. Also, it is haram for a Muslim who is junub, haram for him to what? To enter the Masjid al-Nabawi, the Masjid where it belongs to the Prophet in Medina Munawwara, even though it may be only passing. See, only passing one gate and going out of another, it also haram for mujnib. It also haram for mujnib. Now these acts, we should memorize these acts, we should know these acts, and we should act according to them, because there are another acts which belong to Ha'id and Nufasa. They are exactly the same of these. So we have to memorize these. And it is actually these issues we face every day. It means they are the problem of a day. So we have to know it. We have to memorize it. So entering Masjid al-Haram or Masjid al-Nabawi, even though it may be only passing from one gate and going out of another. Yes, it is, Mr. Ali. It is really, it is a big issue. And most of the people, when we are sitting for answering their questions, they ask us because they don't know whether it is allowed or not to enter masjid, to enter the holy shrines, if they are mujnib, if the woman she is on hayd or istihada and something like that. So we have to know these issues. Okay, point number three, to stay or halt in all other masjids. You know what is the difference between stay and halt, Mr. Ali? Stay to take a long time to sit there. Maybe, for example, for i'tikaf for 3 days or more, from the last 10th tenth day of Ramadan, it is mustahab for Muslims to make i'tikaf in masjid. Okay, so, or to halt, maybe just to pass by or to come in and get out, that's it. In all other masjids, not only Masjid al-Nabawi and Mecca, but all other masjids, and similarly on the basis of obligatory precaution, this is not a recommended precaution, it is obligatory precaution. It means that you have to do it, otherwise to move to another jurist who is the A'lam and the Muslim and the land. Basis of obligatory precaution: to stay in the shrines of the holy imams, as obligatory precaution, to stay in the shrines of the holy imam. However, there is no harm if one crosses or traverses, yes, through a mosque, entering from one gate and existing from another gate. This is what we Sayyid meant by traverses. Yes, you see, again, to stay or halt in the in all other masjids, and similarly on the basis of obligatory precaution, to stay in the shrines of the holy imams. The shrines of the holy imams, we don't mean the sahan, you know, the out yard, but the shrine itself. Where is the grave? Where is the grave that it is haram for mujrim? While the shrine, the yard outside the grave, if it is not masjid, it's okay for mujnib to pass by, to stay right there. But if it is masjid, it is haram. And it is haram also to be in the shrine, inside the shrine, closest to the tomb. However, there is no harm if one crosses to traverses through a mosque, entering from one gate and existing from another. For other mosques except Masjid al-Nabawi and Mecca, it is haram to do what? It is haram to traverse from one gate to another gate, while another mosques, it is allowable. Number four, to enter a mosque. Yes, to enter a mosque with an intention. I mean, of lifting away something or placing something in it. So it is haram for mujnib if he enter for a mosque and he has an intention. He means that he put it in his mind. He is aiming for it. What it is to take something from inside the mosque and take it outside of the mosque, or to bring something and put it inside the mosque and to leave. This is haram. This is haram to any mosque. To any mosque. Or not only that. Maybe he is outside the mosque and he can put his hand to put anything inside the mosque or take it from inside to outside. It is also haram. It is also haram. Number 5. To recite those verses of the Holy Quran. Because some of the verses of the Holy Quran needs for what? Needs for sajda. And this sajda shouldn't be without what? Without wudu, without be on tahara. So in this case it is haram for junub to recite those verses of the Holy Quran in the recitation verses occur, yes, on the recitation of which performance of sajda becomes obligatory. These verses occur in 4 surahs. In 4 surahs of the Holy Quran. What are these 4 surahs? I'm going to say these 4 surahs. 4 surahs in Arabic. النجم علقت والسجادة. Yes. النجم والعلق والسجدة. النجم علقت والسجادة. Yes. Yes. السجادة فصلت والنجمة علقت. السجادة فصلت والنجمة علقت. This is سورة ألف لام ميم السجدة. سورة حاء ميم سجدة. سورة النجم. And سورة العلاق. These are the 4 surahs that which is prevented from mujlib from those surah. And we mention why? We mention that because it needs to be to perform what? Sajda. To perform sajda. Yes. So, things which are disapproved, yes, for the sexual polluted man. For a person who has who is in janaba, who is mujnib, the following 9 things are makruh for junub. Makruh, not haram. And the difference between makruh and haram, haram you cannot do it. If you do haram thing, you deserve punishment. But makruh thing, if you did it, you don't deserve what punishment, but you will have bad thing, not good thing, not good thing. Issue number 362. The following 9 things are makruh for mujnib. Number 1, to eat. If you are mujnib and you are eating something, this is what? This is haram. Okay. Number 1, it is makruh for mujnib or junub to eat. Number 2, it is makruh for mujnib to drink, but the junub washes his or her face, hands and mouth, then eating or drinking in that state will not be makruh. يعني مو المجنب يسوي وضوء، لا، يحتاج بس يغسل وجهه، يغسل حلقه وايديه تنزع الكراهه، مو يتوضا، لا بس يغسل هين. sorry, I explained that in Arabic. Yes. And if he or she washes the hands only, then unworthiness of the acts is reduced. And if he or she washes the hands only, then unworthiness of the acts is reduced. وإذا فقط السواو, if they بس غسلوا إيديهم, and this is will reduce what? Reduce the كراهة. Will reduce the كراهة. Yes. Act number three, which is makruh, is to recite more than seven verses of the Holy Quran other than those in which obligatory sajda occur. So it is makruh for mujnib, for junub, to recite more than seven verses of the Holy Quran other than those in which obligatory sajda occur. Number four, to touch the cover, the margin or border of the Holy Quran or the space between its lines with any part of one's body, it will be also makruh. So that's haram to touch what? The script of the Quran. But it is makruh to touch the cover, the margin, the border of the Holy Quran. Number five, to keep the Holy Quran with oneself. It means if you are mujnib, it is makruh to keep the Holy Quran with you. Number six, to sleep. But it is would not be makruh to sleep. So to sleep and you are mujnib, it is makruh. Is that okay? When you are sleeping, when you want to sleep, so you shouldn't be mujnib because that's makruh. Okay. But it would not be makruh to sleep if the person concerned performs wudu or performs tayammum instead of ghusl on account of non-availability of water. So if you don't like to make ghusl and you want to sleep, okay, perform wudu or perform tayammum if there is no water and sleep, that the karaha will removed. Karaha will removed by that wudu or that tayammum. Okay. Number seven, to dye one's hair with henna, etc. If you are mujnib, it is makruh to dye your hair with henna or any paint. Number eight, to apply oil on one's body. To apply oil on one's body. That's also makruh to put any kind of oil on your body while you are mujnib. That's makruh. Number nine, to have sexual intercourse after ihtilam, it is also makruh. Example, discharge of semen during sleep. This is ihtilam. So in general, it tells us go and have ghusl first. Yes, in general, that's right. You know, Mr. Ali, sometimes we don't know what is the benefit from telling us to hurry up while you are mujnib, to hurry up to do ghusl while you masturbate, touching a dead body, you should perform ghusl mayit. So why he advises us to do these things so fast? It is for our benefit. Definitely it is for our benefit. Even that our minds, they or it doesn't reach to the point why it is good for us, why it is good for us. But absolutely, in ilmullah, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a big problem to the mankind if he is in janabah and he make ghusl so late on its time. Yes, I think yes. Now, shall we take another? Yes, let us take another issues. Now, ghusl for janabah, bath for sexual pollution. Ghusl for janabah is obligatory, so it is not mustahab. It is obligatory for offering the daily prayers and other similar acts of worship. Definitely, most, in general, most the worship acts, it needs to be on tahara. It needs to be that you are not mujnib, that you are not on hadath asghar. So it is obligatory to what? To do the ghusl after janabah. While you want to perform what? While you want to perform the prayers. However, it is not obligatory for salah, salat al-mayyit. Salat al-mayyit, yes. Or for sajdatay sahu. You know, so it doesn't matter if you are in janabah and you perform salat al-mayyit, it's okay. Or you do sajdatay sahu and you are in janabah, it's okay. Now let's see, what is sajdatay sahu? Prostrating, yes, prostrating on account and on account of oversight. This is sajdatul sahu or sajdatul shukr. Also, so sajdatul shukr, it doesn't need somebody to be what? To be on tahara, prostration for thanksgiving, or for the obligatory sajda upon reciting the four particular verses of the Holy Quran. These are the four verses of the Holy Quran, which they are Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Hamim Sajda, Surah An-Najm, Surah Al-Alaq, النجمة علقت والسجادة فصلت. So when he heard them, not he read them, he heard them. So a mujnib, this mujnib person, he shouldn't stay on janabah while there is prayers he has to perform. So he has to make ghusl directly. Okay. Not for only for salah, but for all kind of salah and all acts of worship, he should what? He should make ghusl janabah after janabah and perform this act. Except salat al mayyit, we don't need a person to be mujnib or not mujnib. It's okay if he's a mujnib and he performs salat al mayyit. It's okay. Or to do sajdatay sahu, the prostrating on account of oversight, or sajdatay shukr, prostration for thanksgiving. It is not important to be on tahara. Even if you are in janabah, it's okay. You perform these kind of sajda. And the sajda, which is very obligatory sajda. Obligatory sajda. That sajda which is after reciting the four particular verses of the Holy Quran. Again, they are Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Ha Mim Sajda, Surah Al-Najm, and Surah العلق سورة العلق. All these four surahs. Definitely, if he is a mujnib, he is haram to read this sajda. If he listened to somebody who read this sajda, okay, this surah, so he has to perform sajda. He has to perform sajda. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay, issue number 364. At the time of doing ghusl. At the time of doing ghusl. It is not necessary to have in mind that one is performing an obligatory ghusl. So it doesn't matter if you put it in mind or not. It is sufficient one performs the ghusl with the intention of qurbat. Example, complying with Allah's orders. So I don't need to mention I'm doing this ghusl qurbatan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. If I'm in the bath, somebody asked me, what you are doing, Sheikh Amir? I'm telling him, I'm doing ghusl janab. That's it. So I know what I'm doing. That's enough. That's so sufficient. So it is not important or it's not necessary to remind all the time that I'm saying I'm doing ghusl for qurbat Allah ta'ala, I'm doing ghusl for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, I don't need to mention that. Issue number 365. Yes, if a person who performs ghusl with the niyat wajib after having ascertained that the time of salah had set. Okay, pay attention to this issue. If a person who performs ghusl with the niyat of wajib, niyat al-wajib, having ascertained that the time of salah had set in, comes to know after performing the path that it was performed before the issue 127, time for prayers had set in the path would be correct and valid. You see, let's see if there is, yes. Again, repeat this issue. If a person who performs ghusl with the niyat of wajib after having ascertained that the time of salah had set in, okay, it set in that time. Okay, let me check it out here. Comes to know after performing the path that it was performed before the 127 time for prayers. Maybe we'll stop here and I'll check it inshallah. But if you don't mind, remind me with this. Okay, I'll repeat this tomorrow inshallah. I'll repeat this issue tomorrow inshallah. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.